The Marshall Police Department will be involved with the Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, in the biannual Drug Take Back event today. According to the police department, the event is scheduled to be held from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The drop-off location will be at the Marshall Municipal Court Building located at 5 East Eastwood Street, across the street from the Marshall Public Library. The Marshall Police Department will continue to take unwanted, unused, expired medications throughout the year. Do you have any unused or unwanted prescription or over-the-counter medications? If so, you are urged to do your part in properly disposing of these drugs. Proper disposal of medications will prevent possible misuse and keep them from harming the environment. Consolidated Public Water Supply District No. 2 of Lafayette, Johnson, and Saline Counties will be teaming up with the Higginsville Police Department for a prescription drug take-back event today. According to a flyer, the event will be held from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Public Water Supply District No. 2 office at 1801 Walnut Street in Higginsville. You may dispose of anything except pressurized inhalers or needles. The Boonville Police Department, along with the Boonville Fire Department, will be taking back unwanted prescription drugs at an event today. According to the police department, the event will be held from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Boonville Fire Department at 500 Bingham Road. This is the Drug Enforcement Administration's 16th such event in 9 years to aid residents and prevent pill abuse and theft by ridding their homes of potentially dangerous, expired, unused, and unwanted prescription drugs. However, the DEA cannot accept liquids, needles, or sharps, only pills or patches. The service is free and anonymous. No questions will be asked. For more information about the disposal of prescription drugs or about today's take-back events, you can go to the DEA Diversion website. You can find a link to that website posted with this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. After discussing it in detail during its school board meeting on Tuesday of this week, an area school district's administration has now put a plan into action to transition to a less restrictive part of its returning to learning plan. According to Superintendent Dr. Carol Mayer, on Monday, April 26th, Marshall Public Schools will transfer to Phase 1 of the Returning to Learning Plan in accordance with the Saline County Health Department's designation on the Saline County COVID-19 Dashboard of Level 1. Dr. Mayer says in Phase 1, face masks are optional inside and outside of Marshall Public Schools buildings. Dr. Mayer says individual concerns will be addressed personally and with respect. To the highest extent possible, accommodations will be provided to these individuals. Building-level administrators will discuss specific expectations and directions with their employees and answer questions from parents or students. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.